We talk about being competitively urgent, that we respond to any issue as if we don't do it fast enough, we'll lose a partner or lose a customer. We talk about having positive discontent, so we're never satisfied with the status quo, and we are very intentional about continuously driving safety through our culture. We're known for being highly professional, the way we dress, communicate. We're an image company, so the way we represent ourselves to our customers and our partners.
Hello, and welcome to the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Dull, and on this show, we interview today's industry leaders in talent acquisition to discuss challenges, best practices, and what the future holds. If you are working in talent acquisition and have always wanted to sit down with your peers at other companies to exchange ideas and learn, well, this show is the next best thing. Join us each week as we bring you a new expert interview and extract their expertise. This episode is brought to you by SageMark HR. Transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology. Selecting the right recruiting solutions to enable your strategy is one of the biggest challenges leaders face today. You know technology will help, but searching all the options to find out what will work best for your specific needs can be both overwhelming and time-consuming. At SageMark HR, we make selecting the right recruiting technology easy. Our proven process has helped companies such as 3M, Comcast, Stryker, Walgreens, and many more. Reach out to us at SageMark HR for a free consultation to learn how we can help you improve results with less stress and confidently change from reacting to leading. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Dull, and today I have a fun conversation with Beth Barney. Beth is the Vice President of Talent Acquisition at Cintas. Beth, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Excited to be on the show.
Yeah, looking forward to our conversation. Let's get started and jump in a little bit. You have a unique perspective given your current situation. And so let's talk a little bit about your background and how you got started in talent acquisition.
My background has been in the business. So I've been with Cintas for over 21 years, started as an intern and completed our management trainee program where we learn all elements of the business, sales, operations, you name it. And so majority of my roles that I've been in have been on the hiring manager side. So sales manager, sales director in two of our businesses. I've been a general manager. I also spent time in customer relations for our national accounts group and then spent a short stint in marketing and doing some digital innovations. Joining TA back in March has been exciting to learn this function and then leverage my experience on the business side to help with talent acquisition functions and how we align with the business. So it's been a fun experience so far, and I've learned quite a bit. Our recruiters do an incredible job, and we have responsibility for the most important requirement or the most important responsibility is finding new talent for the organization.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, I really appreciate your background and respect for the function and learning. And it's coming from one of the largest users as an internal stakeholder into a provider is a really unique experience. And yeah, I'm excited to dive into that a little bit. Just for the audience's perspective, would you mind going into a little bit around Cintas as an organization, as well as maybe a little bit about the scope of your team, how many roles they fill, how many people are on the team, those kinds of things?
Cintas is a Fortune 500 company, and we call our employees partners. So if I say partners, I mean our employees. And they are the core of our success, the reason we have had our success. We have over 45,000 employee partners, and we operate a few different businesses. Our largest business is what we call our rental division, where we provide uniforms and facility services for companies all across the United States and Canada. We also have our first aid and safety division, where we provide van delivered services to restock first aid cabinets and provide PPE solutions. We then have our fire protection division, where we provide a broad range of services to help keep facilities safe and compliant when it comes to fire suppression systems, e-lights, and things like that. And then we also have our Design Collective business, which is where we are partnered with some of the largest brands and help them with their apparel for some of the hospitality and gaming organizations and other organizations that want to directly purchase custom-made uniforms, if you will, apparel for their employees. So our internal TA team was just started a couple of years ago, and it's been growing. So we currently have over 100 talent acquisition recruiting partners that are helping us source and, you know, screen and interview and find talented candidates for our frontline service and sales positions primarily. So we are out there looking for new talented service representatives to come provide those services that I mentioned to our customers, and our field sales representatives to help us continue to grow that organization as they find new customers for CentOS.
Thank you for sharing that. So let's jump in a little bit to, you just fairly new in the role, February, March timeframe. So talk a little bit about kind of your initial assessment with the team around kind of where the organization is, maybe some early on initiatives that you focused on.
The first thing I wanted to understand and learn was our team of recruiters, who they were and what their prior work history was and what their skill sets were. And so I realized we had a really talented group, just all very new to CentOS. So a lot of our efforts so far have been around helping those partners get acclimated to our CentOS culture and be trained the way that we provide training for all of our other roles at CentOS. Our culture it's the foundation for CentOS's continued success year after year after year. And we're really proud of our culture. And it's what separates us from our competition. It's the reason we have such a high employee retention rate. So with our recruiters, we want to make sure that they understand the culture and that they are getting all the benefits of our culture, being their hybrid and not necessarily in our CentOS operations day in and day out. So that's been a big focus. And then again, building that training curriculum so that we're helping them be empowered and able to perform their job today to the best of their ability, but also ready for promotion or wherever they want to take their career. At CentOS, just like my story, we have such an opportunity to take your career to multiple places. It really is a career jungle gym. You can go from one area of the business to the other. You can relocate. So we want to make sure we're really intentional with their training and development. So that was definitely out of the gate the main opportunity that I saw. And then with that, the next piece was really streamlining and making our work more efficient and simplified. Looking at the various reporting that was being produced by the recruiters and by recruiting strategy managers, and simplifying and making our reports and our metrics more consistent. So we were able to streamline. And then with that, we've been able to produce, I'm excited about this. This year, we launched a recognition program for our recruiters. So they are able to earn, if they are at the top of the rankings for this program, they earn special awards, trophies, and other perks and recognition for being a top performer. So we were really excited to do that, similar to what we have for our sales organization.
Share with me a little bit on how they qualify for those rewards or what elements. And I guess that gets into maybe how you measure performance or success within talent acquisition. That's always a topic that people are interested in.
Yes, we selected 4 key metrics and we weighted the metrics differently based on the importance of these metrics. And these metrics are really the inputs that lead to hiring top talent. So one of them is on, we call it time and stage, but it's the time it takes us to review an application and move that candidate to the next step in the ATS. Obviously, we want that to be as quick as possible. So we study that. We study the number of phone screens every week and compare that amongst the different recruiters based on the different types of roles that they're supporting. And then we also look at what we call pass-through rate, which is the percentage of the candidates that the recruiter sends to the hiring manager for a first in-depth interview that the hiring manager then moves on to another step of the interview process. So that tells us, are we aligned on the profile and are we being effective in bringing in the right qualified candidates? And then lastly is sourced hires. So how many of the hires that we're making, external hires, were sourced by our recruiter versus maybe a referral or a candidate seeing us on a job board and applying on their own. So those four metrics we use and we weight them, and then it produces a rankings, and then the top 10% get acknowledged every quarter.
That's great. I really like the pass-through, and I've seen that done kind of on like success ratios on submissions to interviews, interviews to hires, like some of those types of things that really get into what are the outcomes that are really being produced and making sure that there's quality in the process. So I like that one a lot. So that's great. Early on, you had mentioned that, you know, the culture is foundational and a competitive advantage. If you wouldn't mind, like I'm interested in maybe some of the elements that make the culture there at Cintas so great, or some of the things that you celebrate.
We have three main components of our culture, and the one is our principal objective. So it's our mission statement, and we use the statement to drive our decision-making. The principal objective is we will exceed our customers' expectations to maximize the long-term value of Cintas for our shareholders and working partners. So everything we do, every decision we make should be a win for all three of those constituents, for our partners, our customers, and our shareholders. And we put our customers in the first sentence. We will exceed our customers' expectations because that the customer is the most important. We have to take care of our customers, and we've got to be customer obsessed in order to do what we do a day in and day out. And then we've been talking about, in order to be customer obsessed, we have to be partner obsessed, which is where talent acquisition comes in, by the way, to make sure we keep bringing in talented partners. So that is one component of our culture, the way we make decisions, and that we make sure that our decisions are good for the long-term value of all three parties. The second element is what we call our management systems. So our policies and procedures. We have quite a few. We are very, very focused on following and adhering to our policies and procedures to be consistent across the board. It allows us to promote people from different areas of the business. And we call that being boundaryless. That way we can move someone from one part of the country to the other and they get a similar experience and they know how we operate. And then we constantly update our policies and procedures as well. But it gives us a common language. It helps us from having to reinvent the wheel and waste time making mistakes. If we've already got the play, it's documented, you can go to the policy. And then the final is our corporate character. That's the final element. And that's how we describe the way that we conduct ourselves at work and the way that we interact with each other and run our business. So we talk about being competitively urgent, that we respond to any issue as if we don't do it fast enough, we'll lose a partner or lose a customer. We talk about having positive discontent. So we're never satisfied with the status quo. We're constantly looking to raise the bar to see what else we can do. We're very Spartan. So we use our money wisely to reinvest in our customers and our partners. And then safety. Safety is at the forefront of all that we do. And we are very intentional about continuously driving safety through our culture. And then finally, professional. We're known for being highly professional, the way we dress, communicate. We're an image company, so the way we represent ourselves to our customers and our partners.
Thank you for going through that. I appreciate it. And obviously, it does ring through the organization. You did a nice job going through that. You probably, having been there so long, it is ingrained in you, right? That's great.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, let's talk a little bit just on the future. So obviously, fairly new in the role. You've got some early on assessments, some early wins. What are you and the team looking at going forward as maybe some potential new initiatives?
So we are looking at ways to empower our partners through automation and simplifying processes through possibly technology solutions. So we're looking at different ways to enhance our ATS and better ways to leverage our recruiter CRM system. So that's definitely on our radar. We're also in the process of centralizing the way we manage our relationships with RPO provider vendors and contingent staffing agencies. So given our size, it's the time to really bring that in and to central management consolidation. So that's definitely on our radar as well. And then we are working on our employment brand. There's a whole effort going on right now with our marketing team to look at how we better articulate who we are as an employer of choice to help candidates understand our culture and what it's like to work at Cintas. We have a really nice campaign that we've used to help our customers and potential customers understand what we can do and the value we can add to how they run their business. So now we're looking to do the same thing for candidates, potential candidates.
Thank you. Those are three large initiatives, but I've seen tremendous value from each of those three in the marketplace, having worked with the hundreds of different organizations over the last years. And so those are really good opportunities for you to add a lot of value. So kudos to you with those types of initiatives. Last question I'll have for you is just some advice for the audience. This will be interesting perspective, given that you're not, you know, your career has not grown up in talent acquisition. And so coming from other areas of the organization into TA, what's some advice that you've given your new team that kind of came into you or others maybe considering talent acquisition? What's some advice that you would have for them to be successful?
My advice is to work on building that trust between the business leaders you're working with and yourself. Start with understanding each other and aligning how you both win together. I think that's incredibly important. And then secondly, I would say use data and identify what metrics to align with the business and help them understand the definition of success. And when there's questions or concerns, I would always go back to the data, pull out the math, if you will, and really assess the issue and if it's really an issue or not versus leveraging emotion or a personal bias. Those would be a couple of things that I would recommend or the advice that I would give others, just given my business background. And finally, too, hang in there, be resilient, because candidates could change their mind. It's just like I told my sales team, situations change, and one day it could be the right timing for a candidate to make the decision to make that job change. So resilience, I think, and just having that positive mindset is really important as well.
Those are three great pieces of advice. I love it. Yeah, trying to remove the emotion. I mean, the talent acquisition process, haven't done it my entire career. I mean, it can be highly emotionally charged, and I get it. And using data and information and taking the emotion out of it and working through the process with folks is great. And then creating those win-wins with your internal constituents is really important. So I love that. Resilience is key. Every market and every market condition presents new challenges and you constantly evolving. So it's a really important thing. So Beth, thank you so much for joining me today. I think you did a great job and I really appreciate you sharing your journey on the TA Leaders Podcast.
Thank you so much.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. If something we said today resonated with you, please subscribe, rate, and download our podcast and share the episode with your network. Ready to transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology, just like our other clients at 3M, Comcast, Stryker, and Walgreens? Then reach out at sagemarkhr.com for a free consultation.